It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. The Michigan legislature has approved $9 million to deal with the fallout from the Flint water crisis. That price tag has turned attention to the state's rainy day fund and how it's used. Governor Snyder has made replenishing that fund a budget priority since he entered office. Joining us now are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, how much does the state currently have in that rainy day fund, and why was the reserve so low prior to Governor Snyder's tenure?
Well, as of last budget cycle, we had $386 million. In the rainy day fund, it's been a huge priority of Governor Snyder's to build that back up. Prior to 2011-2012, it was at an absolute minimum. As everybody knows, Michigan went through a decade-long recession. There were budget cuts for years upon years, a couple government shutdowns. And to say that the rainy day fund was not a priority at that time would be an understatement.
You know, Ken, as a former legislator, ideally, how much money should a state have in that fund?
Well, there's no magic number. It's actually statutorily capped at roughly $2 billion. At its high point, it had $1.2 billion in it, but that was depleted in a matter of 3 years. But somewhere probably between $1 billion and $2 billion is a good, safe amount for the state savings account.
So we're still a long ways away from that.
We are. There's probably more than the $300 million in it now. Maybe there's half a billion dollars. But we're a long way away from what I would consider to be a prudent amount in the rainy day fund.
Susan, how does the state decide how that money gets used?
As far as the state rainy day fund goes, once you put the money in, they tend to be pretty reticent to take it out unless, you know, there is a situation of a severe budget hole, which is the situation that we faced last decade. You know, in cases when there are emergency situations that come up, there's usually talk of tapping the rainy day fund. But for instance, everybody knows that we need a great deal of money for roads in this state. The rainy day fund really has not been part of that discussion, in part because it wouldn't really go very far because we have a $2 billion problem. And also, it's an ongoing expense. It's not a one-time expense.
Ken, has the state tapped that rainy day fund for anything since Governor Snyder made it a budget priority?
Yes, we have. It was tapped last year to help resolve the Detroit bankruptcy situation. Almost $200 million was taken from the rainy day fund to shore up the Detroit pension system. You know, there's really a difference between the theory of how it's supposed to be used and the practice of how it is actually used. The theory is that when the economy goes down, revenue goes down, but demand on state services goes up, and that's when you would use it. That's the theory. The practice, as using it for the Detroit situation, is that it's tempting to use it for other things other than just when there's a recession in the economy.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.